This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Give us a call using our toll-free number. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Derek J.
Welcome back to the studio, Derek J. You were just telling us a really fascinating story. I would love...
He just started. We didn't. We said, "Hold on, we got to talk about this on the air," because longtime listeners know that Derek J has had a bit of a history with the police, as many of us have in the Keene area.
And if you want to know about that history, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, which I watched.
You're
recently.
New to that, right?
Yes, it's a terrific movie.
You hadn't seen it until this year,
correct? Yeah, just like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
it was.
I got arrested 5 times in the movie, recorded it all. It was a lot of fun.
And you've been trying to put it behind you.
I've been filing court documents to get this all wiped off my record and be an upstanding citizen. But, you know, I was at work today or yesterday, and I saw 2 cop cars drive up in a hurry, you know, the SUVs. They didn't have their lights on.
This is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where you live now.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire, outside of my office, and two cop cars, first one pulls up, and it, stops real fast. Guy gets out, and he doesn't even pull into, a parking space or anything. He's just, you know, kind of, out in the middle of the road. I'm like, what's going on? But then a second one pulls up right in front of him, and it gets out just as fast, and I'm thinking, ooh, what's going on? Better check it out, you know?
Right. Grab the video camera.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't even grab the video camera. I just stepped out.
You're getting rusty.
Right, I should have. I have my audio recorder going, as I always do.
All right.
But, so I step out, and I check out what's going on, and there's nothing going on. I look down the street, nothing over there. Look left, look right. None of the cops are looking around, and they go to my friend's car, and I'm just like, huh. Okay, so then one of them comes up to me and says, hey, did you see a fight? I was like, no. Yeah. Well, he was like, was there a fight? I said, no. Oh, well, maybe there was. I didn't see one. He's like, all right. Well, you know who owns that car over there? I was like, yeah, it's my friend's car. He asked me for some quarters. We were just there a minute ago feeding the meter.
Is this the middle of the day?
Middle of the day. Okay. It's probably about, it's 4:30 p.m. Still sunny, clear day, you know, and I'm thinking, man, I didn't hear any fight, I didn't see anything, what's going on? Is there, you know, because sometimes there's some riffraff over on one side of the street, so I figure it's, you know, some homeless person causing a ruckus or, you know, something. And he's like, how old are you? And I was like,
That's a
and
weird
I clam up. I'm like, my heart starts pounding. Because, you know, now I'm thinking, I'm the subject of an investigation. What's going on here? And he says, how old are you? And I'm like, you know, a frog's in my throat, and he's looking at me.
You have the typical prey reaction to being sought after by a predator.
Well, because first I'm out on the door looking like, hey, what's going on? Is there, you know, something going on? And then I realize, uh-oh. They're looking for me. Well, what's going on? You know, why are you asking my age? So I just clam up, and I sort of shake my head, you know, and I'm thinking, like, what do I say? You know, there's all these police videos where it says that, you know, you say, I don't answer questions.
That's always a good response.
Or do I say, you know, am I the subject of an investigation, or am I suspected of having committed a crime? But in this case, you know, he's like, well, we're just talking, you know, we're just talking. and I don't say anything. And he's like, well, you don't want to talk? And I was like, no. And then the other cop comes over, and so I'm sort of cornered in this doorway, and he's looking at me like I have 50 heads or something. The other cop who comes over looks at me like something is really strange about me and this situation. The other cop is normal, totally calm, and so he says, well, we got a call that someone had a gun. And I wear a gun on my hip. I have every day for about 10 years.
Right.
And
you're wearing it right now.
Yeah, this is my office, so I'm constantly walking around this street wearing a gun.
It's New Hampshire. You can do that.
Totally normal. Yeah. And so he had seen it. I was open carrying. It wasn't concealed at all. And I'm wearing a white dress shirt, tucked in, you know, brown belt, brown shoes.
Always
I'm
well-dressed.
I'm a professional, you know. And he's like, well, we got to call someone out a gun. And I was like, oh, look, my name is, you know, I gave my full name. I was like, this is my address. I live in Portsmouth and I'm 30 years old. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, we have to come when people call. And so then he started to get a little bit apologetic. Like, he didn't want to be seen as infringing on my rights, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
This is, like, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is not far from Massachusetts. If this is if this happened in Massachusetts or the state where you're listening, probably you would have been super under arrest.
Yeah, you'd definitely be under arrest if you had a gun on your hip in Massachusetts.
This would be adjudicated. There'd be a jury trial.
If you had a bullet around your neck on a chain, you'd get arrested in Massachusetts.
Well, I was about to go to the shooting range, so I was, like, planning on, you know... The cop, he didn't apologize, but his attitude was apologetic and sort of like excusing himself. Like, you know, hey, he said several times, oh, we have to come when people call. I was like, it was probably someone from Massachusetts. You know, they got freaked out. It's a tourist town. So he's like, well, we don't know who called. He's like, well, we don't know who called, but, you know,
well,
you're allowed to have
a... He doesn't know, but the dispatch knows.
Anyway, he said, look, you're allowed to have a gun, and he didn't go any further. He didn't ask for an ID. He didn't ask for anything. I mean, he could see, like, wait, someone called the cops on this guy? Like, what the hell? This is a professional-looking dude with the tiniest gun on the planet. Yeah. This is a Ruger LCP2, for those who know. It's a little 380. It's, like, the smallest possible.
Small.
It's like a cell phone. And so it's clearly just for personal defense. It's not like I'm walking around with a big rifle on my back about to shoot up the town.
Well, even if you were, that's legal in New
Hampshire. That is, yeah, that would be fine too. But at least there would be a reason for a tourist to say, like, oh dear, what's going on here? But this is not. So I just wanted to tell you guys, I didn't, like, make a big scene about it. I didn't do a blog post to tell people that the cops came. But
it was relatively non-eventful.
Non-eventful, but the good thing about it is the attitude that the cops had in New Hampshire, that they are respectful of the Second Amendment or a person's right to self-defense with a firearm, that they didn't press any further. They didn't ask more questions, oh, are you a felon, or do an investigation. They were just like, oh, dude has a gun. That's okay with
us.
Let's
move on
That's
to
fine.
The next call.
Yeah, let's go to something real.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon interaction in New Hampshire for somebody who's bearing arms with, you know, exercising their rights. Frequently it is somebody from Massachusetts who calls in because a lot of them come up north to shop, right? Like the Massachusetts people want to save money, so they come to New Hampshire and they get tax-free retail shopping. And when they see guns, they get all nervous and they call the police. And then when the cops show up, in some cases, if they ever ask you anything else, it's usually like, well, what kind of gun is that? And that's just genuine curiosity on their part because they're into guns. So
the people in Massachusetts haven't realized that there's probably some sort of correlation between not having a sales tax and people open carrying.
Is there? What's the correlation?
Liberty?
Yeah.
I mean, right to defend yourself, the right to not be taxed by the state, kind of go ahead and
hand. Well, if only it was consistent. Unfortunately, the rooms and meals tax is higher in New Hampshire than it is in Massachusetts.
Is it?
Yeah. So you don't want to come to New Hampshire to go out to eat if you're in Massachusetts. You just want to shop.
I don't know. We've got pretty good restaurants.
It's true.
Well, I don't know. It get my heart pumping whenever cops, like, start cornering you and asking you questions. It's like, this could have gone horribly wrong. And short of, like, complimenting them, I just want to say, like, that was not a bad job. Not a bad attitude.
It could have been worse.
They could have been so much worse, and there would have been no consequences if they had been worse. But I think I was treated the way they would want to be treated. So, kudos.
Well, I'm glad to hear it didn't get worse, and
likewise.
You know, kudos to that.
Yeah, it's good training. And, you know, there were activists in New Hampshire, like free staters like Dave Ridley, who have been stopped for open carrying maybe 10 years ago.
Yep.
And it did go differently. The cops were pretty intimidating, and I think because of interactions like his, they've been trained. They've had experiences with people open hearing, and they learned that the best method is to just leave them alone. That's the best thing to do.
The Ridley incident did happen in Manchester, and the cops in Manchester are sort of notorious for being a little nastier than some of the other cops. I mean, think about your experiences there. You had that cop pop your door open once in Manchester. Very rude.
Yeah.
And that same cop actually ended up arresting Chris Wade, who's one of our co-hosts, on Friday for just crossing the street. So, you know, by no means do we have liberty here, but you know, turns out Chris Wade's going to end up getting a settlement from the city of Manchester.
No way,
from what
that's
I understand.
Great.
I don't think I can say anything more about that, but yeah, it's pretty good news.
Boy, that's terrific.
Because it was definitely an illegal arrest.
More coming up in just a moment. Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay almost more than $500 million to the state for the opioid crisis. 855-450-3733.
Business owners. You want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ian,
and Derek J.
And I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com, because bitcoin.com has launched an awesome trading platform. We finally have a trading platform that respects people's privacy. All messages between buyers and sellers are end-to-end encrypted. The keys for the chats are deleted after 7 days, so nobody's keeping records of what you're doing, why you're doing it, who you're doing it with. There's absolutely no KYC, that's Know Your Customer, requirements to sign up for the site. You can get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash in just minutes using PayPal, Venmo, remittances, bank transfers, bank deposits, and dozens of other payment methods. Go check them out at local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash.
You are, by the way, their number one seller.
Yeah.
Wow. In the world?
World.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, it's you awesome. And this other Chinese guy that there's are like this, neck and neck.
Well, I'm the only one who has passed 200 trades. Yeah. So
okay. He's close, though.
He is close. Well, some of mine were rolled back recently.
Uh-huh.
Or erased, rather, because they can't be rolled back.
But you guys aren't even selling to the same market, because a lot of the people in China, right. like, for instance, I tried buying with one of the Chinese payment methods, and they just won't even take cards from the U.S., so I can't buy from the Chinese sellers.
Yeah, he's absolutely possible. The top seller in the East.
Yeah.
And are you guys friends? Seller.
No, I've never spoken with him.
Why not?
That's a great question.
You can message people on this platform, right?
Well, yes.
You have to open a trade, I think, to...
Which I feel like would be kind of disingenuous. He may, in fact, be in the Telegram server, because local.bitcoin.com has one. They have a Telegram group. He may be in there. I don't know.
You guys should battle. Or, like, you know, go to a Pokemon gym and duke it out or something.
I wholeheartedly endorse this.
Yeah.
That would be epic. Or we could play, like, Doom again? Not Doom. I don't know why I said
Doom.
You just play as many trades as you can get. Like, just you gotta out trade him. Always. So you're in the lead.
She's got
it, right?
Yeah, she's got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
By how much?
Right now between 5 and 8 is what I'm ahead.
You're in single digits ahead. That's not that's not a serious
close
lead.
It's a close.
Well,
lead.
It's about 5%.
He's gonna overtake you tonight.
It's about 5%. No, he's not, because local.bitcoin.com has been banned in China.
Oh.
So I win by default.
So there's no way.
Well, he's still getting
sales. But it's like trickled down. But so is mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. You've got a VPN. If you're in China, you can probably still get on the site.
That's true, but it's going to be harder for
them. It will be.
So, wow. That's so fascinating.
Great site. Local.bitcoin.com.
I mean, for some perspective, when I was at like 150, he was at like 170. Mm-hmm.
So you passed him.
I caught up with him and passed him, and then was the only seller to top 200 trades so far.
Yeah. It's still a brand new site. I mean, it's only been around for a couple months so far.
Yep.
Oh, so Aria's feat is not that impressive.
Well, I think it is. I mean, given the site is brand new, she's been pretty busy over there. So let's talk about drugs.
Absolutely. Well, bad drugs, it would turn out. Opiates.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they're good for some people in certain circumstances, right? Like, there's a reason why they exist for pain management.
Sure, but that's probably a very small percentage of the amount of usage they've actually gotten here in the United States.
For a lot of people, that's where it starts. So they'll get a pain prescription from their doctor, and then while they're taking this at doctor's orders, they become addicted to it. The doctor then says, well, you're out of your refills. Have a nice day. And then they still want the hydrocodone or whatever it was that they, you know, they were getting. And that's when they go into the black market to try to find it.
Now, I heard a stat, and I don't know how true this is, but it sounds true to me. What do you guys think? So it was measured in like 1900 that about 3% of the American population were addicted to drugs. And that's when there was no war on drugs. Now, it was measured again in the year 2000, and can you guess what the number was for number of people addicted?
I thought it was 1% and 1%, but it would be 3%.
It was 3% again, yeah, exactly the same, no change at all.
Right.
And so, you know, with all this war on drugs and, like, all these people have access to these opioids and the doctors are pushing them on them, and I think it's people who are going to get addicted to stuff are going to get addicted to stuff, no matter what it is, and people who aren't.
The bored housewife is going to be bored whether or not the drugs are legal or
illegal. I don't know to what extent that's true, because I've been addicted to opiates before. And I have no issue drinking and not drinking or doing all sorts of other addictive-type behaviors or activities that haven't formed an addiction despite, you know, a decade of doing them.
Yeah. But so you think there's something different about opioids?
Well, I also smoke cigarettes, so I would say that it has to be a very strong chemical dependency that is created in order for me to form the addictive habit to go along with it.
I think you're just one of those people who's going to be addicted to stuff, no matter what it is. You got cigarettes, you had opioids.
That's two things.
You're one of
the
people.
Thousands of different things I've done.
Yeah, but you're one of the... Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. And then probably more than 3% of the population smokes cigarettes.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, so that can't be right.
Well, okay, so I think that there's a difference between someone who has an addictive sort of habit and somebody who, like, somebody who can feed the habit, right? Like, you can afford your cigarettes. You don't have to go and rob somebody at knife point in order to get money to buy cigarettes.
No, she chooses to, but she doesn't have to.
I don't choose to rob people at knife point. Let me just...
okay.
But there's certain people who are so addicted to a thing, and especially when the thing is illegal, that they will go way above and beyond what is, you know, okay to do to acquire the thing that they want. And so I think that level of addiction is a much more kind of a dangerous level of an addiction. And so that may be what they were talking about with, like, the 3%. Like, the 3%, and I feel like I remember Law Enforcement Against Prohibition was the group that was promoting those numbers. I feel like it was 1%, but either way, we're still talking about a very small number of people. The point that statistic was supposed to make was that percentage were the people that were, like, so addicted that they are lost, that they could not, you know, they're just completely lost to that addiction, that kind of level of addiction, not just like somebody who smokes a cigarette a bunch of times a day and can still function.
Well, even when I was addicted to opiates, I was never rob a bank to get high or rob a drug dealer kind of addicted. You know, it was, I'm going to spend more money than I should on this, but not going to rob anyone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, losing money that caused me to go, okay, I'm done. And
really? Yeah. It was the money.
Yeah, I mean, thousands of dollars a week.
I mean, yeah, sure.
It's an expensive,
wow.
It's an expensive addiction.
Wait, for heroin?
No. No, I never progressed to heroin.
Okay,
I refuse.
Because heroin's pretty cheap. You could have saved a lot of money.
yeah, and could have been permanently addicted and probably, you know, smacked out in the alleys
of
Mississippi. Opiates, Lortabs, Percocets.
I mean,
primarily.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah,
it
but
is,
it's like
but
more manufactured, right? It comes from a company.
True.
Yeah, like Johnson & Johnson here.
There's no Johnson & Johnson heroin, right?
Nope.
Like, they don't make straight heroin.
Not today.
No,
or,
but, you know, if there was, there would be significantly fewer heroin-related deaths.
From what I understand, there used to be. Like, if you look up, like, heroin at the local pharmacy or just do a quick web search for that, I think you can see from the early 1900s that you could go down to your local pharmacist and pick up a bottle from, like, Bayer.
Yep.
Well, it's not fair to say that, you know, heroin has no medicinal benefits either. It does just as much as the Percocets and the Lortabs do. I don't know what those medicinal purposes are. I imagine just
pain,
you know,
relief,
pain
yeah.
mitigation.
It would have been administered in, you know, hospital environments in the same way that, like, morphine
right.
might be administered today, as I understand it. I'm not a doctor.
But we're going to get into how Johnson & Johnson has been ordered by the courts in Oklahoma to pay more than $500 million because of their contributions.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Kansas City, Missouri, has blocked the new heartbeat abortion law from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood and the ACLU asked the judge to grant a temporary injunction, putting the law on hold while a legal challenge takes place in court. Attorneys for the state can appeal the judge's ruling, and they have also told the judge that the state's goal is protecting fetal life as well as protecting women. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are being allowed to keep using the law firm that recently represented USC. The couple appeared in a Boston court on Tuesday to settle a dispute over their choice of lawyers. They say the firm's work for the university wasn't related in the college admissions cheating scandal. The couple is accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters recruited to the USC crew team, even though they never participated in the sport. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
I'm Ian.
Derek J.
And Derek J., tell us about AnyPay, because you're involved with AnyPay, right?
I'm the co-founder, yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
So
tell us about it.
Well, if you are listening and you operate a small business, or you're friends with a small business owner, or maybe you just love Bitcoin and you want to spend it in your retail, in your local environment, helpmetakebitcoin.com is the website you need to know, because that is going to give you and anyone who goes to it a free way to accept Bitcoin in under 5 minutes. It's so simple. You follow the 1, 2, 3 steps, helpmetakebitcoin.com. You can take Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, all the popular cryptocurrencies that you're going to want to take. There's no paperwork, no ID verification. It's just an easy app that you can use at your store to take Bitcoin.
Awesome. Now, all of
I use it as well.
I used it today at a local store in Keene. A little corner news shop. I bought some water that I'm drinking here today.
One of the original Bitcoin-accepting places. I mean, there weren't too many places back in 2013 that were taking Bitcoin, but Corner News...
Corner News is
leader.
Like a staple in Keene, aren't they?
They've been around for more than 100 years. Yeah.
It was lot harder to take Bitcoin in 2013. Yeah, but it's super easy. Yeah. Literally, it's under 5 minutes. You can do it
to get it set up.
Yeah, and free.
Oh, yeah, I was there when we set up Roach, when he was vending at ForkFest back in June. I
mean, right.
I bet he was skeptical. And he's a crypto user. He was probably skeptical how easy it was going to be, but actually it was surprising,
so
right?
Yeah. It took definitely less than 5 minutes.
Now you can just do it through the app. You can just download the AnyPay Take Crypto app. I think it's called AnyPay Retail.
Crypto for Retail.
Crypto for Retail. And you just load the app up, and you can just do everything right from inside the app now. So it's
easy.
Super easy.
That is awesome. So Johnson & Johnson, right? Evidently, they make some sort of opiates.
Who knew? I just thought they made shampoo or whatever.
I thought they just made, like, baby shampoo.
Right.
I mean, not even, like, normal human adult shampoo. You know, this is the don't make your baby cry
thing.
No tears. So an Oklahoma judge on Monday ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay over $572 million to the state. Let's be clear on that.
Ching.
For pushing doctors to prescribe opiates while downplaying the risks of addiction, actions that state prosecutors said helped fuel the state's opiate epidemic and led to more than 6,000 deaths over nearly two decades. I don't think that accusation is fair. What led to those 6,000 deaths was going to be the drug war and the fact that they couldn't just go to the pharmacy to buy more.
Right. And, the state's not going to take any responsibility for that.
No. And that they couldn't buy any of the opiates without the acetaminophen, because that's what kills people.
What? Fill me in. I'm clueless. Acetaminophen, that's in Tylenol, right?
It is.
It is, yeah.
But the types of addictions we're dealing with, I was taking like 80, 100 milligrams of Lortabs a day, which was about 4,000, 5,000 milligrams of acetaminophen.
So in English, that's what?
It's like two to three times the normal daily dosage. It's double the amount of the take more than this in one day thing. Right?
Okay, that's not a big deal. I've done that. But it's not like downing a whole bottle
of
this
opiate
stuff.
Users do it day after day after day.
Okay.
It absolutely destroys their liver. This is why
it's bad for their liver, right? It gets processed through that. You're not supposed to drink when you have Tylenol.
Right. This is why cold water extractions are a thing.
I don't know what that is.
It's a method of extracting the acetaminophen and getting it out so that you just have
So like drug users who are like heavy heroin users and stuff like that, they
well, the heroin users wouldn't have to, because a heroin generally
wouldn't. Oh, it doesn't have acetaminophen. Okay.
Right, but the ones manufactured by drug companies will.
Well, and with heroin, you're dealing with other adulterants that may be present, and you don't know what they are.
So the Oklahoma Attorney General, Mike Hunter, claimed in court that the sales push...
But before you go on, the reason why that happens is because of the black market.
Right.
Because the black market dealers are cutting their product. Fentanyl, I guess, is a popular thing. I'm not sure if that's a cutting agent or it's just something they're marketing as heroin. I'm still not clear what exactly goes on with
I don't think it's a cutting
fentanyl.
Agent. Yeah. I think it's like a relative that's 100 times stronger than heroin.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a friend who died from that. He was a heroin user pretty regularly. Jeez. And, you know, it was sad. He was just going out looking for some pot, right? And then the pot dealer wasn't around. This is the war on drugs for you. So he was like, well, I'll go to my old habit. And then that ended up being way stronger than he remembered, because it's now cut with the fentanyl. And he overdosed.
That's tragic. I'm pretty sure that's what killed one of my ex-girlfriends in Mississippi. Because she had been doing heroin for a long time, then suddenly she's dead. Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Overdose is certainly possible, but being laced with fentanyl is more likely, based on everything we've heard within the last few years. But evidently, Johnson & Johnson has been trying to push sales of opiates, which automatically should raise alarm bells for just about anyone,
I would think.
Well, how would we feel if there was a company out there, you know, advertising for heroin or methamphetamine?
Fine.
Wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother
me. Buyer beware.
Either. But see, we're weird.
No, I think we're totally normal. It's the doctors who are the ones who are ultimately pushing it. Aren't they the ones prescribing this stuff?
They are,
So, I mean, but you can't take all the money from all the doctors. The state is just like, who's got all the money? And who, you know, here's a single target with a ton of money. Let's just target them. We can't go and round up every single doctor who prescribed this stuff and push it on someone who died. So that would be way too much work.
Sure.
And they don't have all the money to take.
Right. So they get the money and they get the headlines. And now they get to act like, look, we're doing something. We're helping people.
Nothing like doing something.
Now, yeah, but
everyone demands that.
This is just the state receiving a $500 million bribe to turn the other way.
This money is not going to go to the families of the people who have dead dead relatives or anything like that. This money is going to go into the coffers of the state. They're going to use it to do more enforcement.
Granite hammer.
Right. Well, that's what one of the enforcement programs is what they called here in New Hampshire. But things like that,
yeah,
where they're going to take this money, they're going to give it to the drug task force, they're going to give it to police departments, they're going to do whatever they want to do with it, and it's not going to benefit anybody. And the worst part about this is this opens up I presume they're going to appeal this, but, you know, if this ruling is upheld, it's going to open up a very dangerous, you know, future for these drug companies.
Well, not just the drug companies. This opens up gun makers to be liable for mass shootings.
That's very scary. It's a very scary ruling because it basically says that the company is responsible for the way people use its products.
Yikes.
Mm, that's true. I hadn't considered that implication. It's certainly a concern.
Yeah.
So the Johnson & Johnson obviously denied any wrongdoing, and its attorney, John Sparks, said the state prosecutors have misinterpreted the public nuisance law, having previously limited to disputes involving property or public spaces. So it seems that what they went after them for was causing a public nuisance by convincing...
Like a loiterer.
Yeah, but under any...
Like the bum that you don't want hanging out in front of your shop. You know, that's
what
they're saying.
Who is probably addicted to opiates because the doctors gave them to him.
Hmm. So if you're against the war on drugs, sounds like it's about to get a lot worse. Because they just got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And they just misplaced blame for who's actually doing the harm.
It could get a lot worse, especially if the company... I mean, I don't think this is going to happen immediately, but because, again, they're going to likely appeal this, I presume, to the Supreme Court.
Oh, and what hope do they have there?
I don't know. It's their last hope, because if the Supreme Court upholds this ruling, they may just decide to stop selling opiates. And they may, you know, then what's going to happen? Then everybody who was on opiates is going to have to go into the black market and start buying heroin. I mean, it's not going to solve anything if they stop manufacturing. If that's what these people want, is to put them out of business, then they may actually put them out of the business of manufacturing opiates. If they keep having to pay a $500 million here, and then, you know, Washington State or Oregon or the next state says, well, we can cash in too, and they file a lawsuit. I mean, all 50 states are going to file lawsuits just so they can get a cash grab. They're going to back out and stop selling at some point, and it's not going to solve anything.
No, it certainly won't. It will just cause the heroin addiction rates to increase.
Right.
Because they're already addicted to this point. Whatever you may think about heroin and opiates, surely people have to agree that Percocets and Lortabs are significantly less destructive than shooting up heroin.
I'm not sure if I agree.
Really?
Nope, we can talk about it.
Yeah, more of that in just a moment. Let us know what you think about the drug war and the alleged opiate epidemic. 855-450-3733.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
So we've been talking about the drug war and the opiate crisis. Now, I said just before the break that I think heroin is, at least on average, going to be more destructive to a user and their body than taking prescription opiates like Lortab and Percocet.
Why? Aren't they all the same chemical?
Well, they're
to
related.
Varying degrees?
They're related chemicals, but I mean, that's like saying that, you know, I can't think of any two related.
Like absinthe and like, beer are the same thing, right? Like, because they're both alcohol?
Yeah, or okay. Like hydrogen peroxide is basically just water, right? I mean, they're not. One will, you know, hydrate you and the other won't.
Okay.
So they are related. They're derived from the same core compound, which is poppy, ultimately. Oh. But they
are offshoots of it going in different directions that still are somewhat related.
I thought they were. I thought I'd heard that they were very similar, that heroin and oxycodone or hydrocodone or whatever are very, very similar.
Well, the difference is probably something chemist, like though. A carbon yeah. molecule atom being in a different place or something.
I would say...
But in chemical terms, that's a pretty big difference.
For the... Well, not necessarily, but it depends. I would say for the reason you cited earlier, because these pressed, these pills coming from these companies actually have acetaminophen in them, which is undesirable as far
as... If you're going to overdose on them.
But if you're going to get high, they're not going to... That's not... The acetaminophen isn't going to get you high, right?
I was the only user in the area that knew about cold water extractions. Everyone else was just taking massive amounts of Tylenol every single day.
Oh,
some
no.
of them snorting it. I never snorted any either.
Wait, they were taking Tylenol or they were taking Lortabs and...
Well, yes, it was not Tylenol. It was acetaminophen, but...
But in these pills with the opiates as well. So they're just crushing the pills up and shooting them up, right?
So no, most of them were taking them or crushing mm-hmm. them up and snorting them. I didn't know anyone who was shooting up the pills. After
I've known
having
people
crushed
who...
Them up.
I've known
well,
people.
I don't doubt that people exist. Yeah. I just wasn't running with those people. Because that's such a short step to, okay, well, let's just go ahead and shoot up heroin. And I intentionally stayed away from that. The same way I stayed away from, like, cocaine, crack, and meth.
Oh, well, look at you.
Well, I don't know about that. But I was just like, those are four things, because I know me. I got addicted to painkillers. I was like, those are four things that I'm just always going to stay away from.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, they're pretty equally dangerous as far as addiction is concerned. But if you're going to be addicted to one or the other... You'd probably want to be addicted to the heroin, at least if you can get good heroin, right? Because
Why?
Then you're dealing with just that one chemical instead of also having to, be shooting up acetaminophen.
Sure, but if we weren't
the
crazy...
needles, you have to make sure the needles are clean, because I think one of the biggest risks with shooting up anything
well,
is
you don't
that
necessarily
you're
have to shoot up heroin.
That's true. You can insufflate it.
Yeah.
What is that? AKA snort.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the fancy word.
That's the medical word.
Insufflate.
Insufflate.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
But, it's also because, we're crazy. So we don't
Speak
allow
for yourself.
Wait a minute. Who's
okay,
crazy?
Okay, the United States is crazy.
Oh, okay.
The American government and, on average, the American people
you
are crazy.
You may be crazy. I
probably
that
am.
Yet.
But you can't just go into the pharmacy and buy just pure hydrocodone. You can only buy it
with the acetaminophen.
It's the equivalent of only being able to buy heroin that has fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
Or some other impurity.
Nice. Like, in the days, I've never experienced this, but I've heard that there were days where there were pharmacists, and you would go down to the local drugstore, and he would have little bottles with different vials, and he would, mix you up something like, oh, I'm having a toothache. I need some pain.
Little cocaine.
Like, oh, yeah, here's some cocaine, right? Or he would mix up whatever, and so I'm sure if you had a personal relationship with this pharmacist, they probably would be like, you've had enough. It looks like you're starting to have a problem. Or, he would at least make sure that it was clean, that it wasn't giving you something that was hurting you.
Well, that's the benefit of, getting rid of the drug war and allowing people to just buy their heroin at the gas station down the street. Well, probably not the gas station down the street. It'd be like gas station sushi. Not really something the average person would want to consume, but at the local Walmart pharmacy or whatever, just go in and buy your heroin. It's pure because it's, it's happening above ground, above the threshold of the black market. Everybody's watching it being produced, just like you don't see a lot of, Budweiser beer or wine tainted with cyanide or whatever it was from the Prohibition era. Because now you have all of these watchers, basically, inside the industry and outside, where they're doing it in the open, where everybody's watching.
It's quality control. You don't want to sell a product that's not the product you're saying it is, or it's going to look real bad in the legal market, in the above board market. Yeah.
So what we're afraid of here, what you're afraid of, rather, is that this is going to set a bad precedent if Johnson & Johnson loses their appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and does it say, and maybe in the beginning of the story, you might have said it earlier and I just don't recall, what court made this decision? Was it the Supreme Court in Oklahoma or was it a federal court in Oklahoma? Do you know?
It doesn't specify at the beginning. It says in Oklahoma. Evidently, it was a... Cleveland County District Judge, so it was a district court, not even the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
So it may be very, very low level then. This may have a ways to go.
It seems like it would.
Yeah,
because this is going to be appealed, rightly. If anybody should be in the crossfire for this, other than the users themselves. And remember, speaking as a former opiate addict, it was 100% my fault. It wasn't the doctor saying, oh, yeah, you want this thing? Well, here's this thing. Because I did have a doctor who would do
that. But that does happen.
It does. The doctor that I visited, he would sit down with you wearing pajamas and ask you, well, what do you want? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I want 10 milligram Lorotabs. All right, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, I know a woman anecdotally, you know, she hurt her back. She got prescribed something. Then she couldn't get off of the stuff. It was really sad, you know. I mean, she trusts this doctor. It's supposed to help heal her. And here she is like, oh, now I'm a drug addict. That's horrible.
That is horrible.
But it does happen, and I hope that it wouldn't be, the punishment wouldn't be on those of us who are legitimate in pain. Like, you go and break your collarbone, you're going to need something serious for that. And if Johnson & Johnson isn't making it, where are you going to get the pain relief that you need? You know, as a legit person.
Well, the whole reason mine started was because of kidney stones.
Oh.
And needing
something. I
hear they're
painful.
It was extraordinarily painful. It was bad enough that while waiting for the painkillers to get prescribed in the Walgreens parking lot, I was vomiting from the pain of it. It was like,
wow.
Screw this, just take me to the ER, I'm going to die. Because I thought that I was. It was the most intense pain I've ever had.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was not pleasant. I would not recommend it.
Did the pain relievers actually cure the symptoms?
They completely alleviated the pain. They completely blocked it out.
But was that like a good thing? I mean, like sometimes if you have pain, it's a signal that there's something really wrong that needs to be investigated.
It was the kidney stones that were really wrong.
So you already knew and you were getting treated for that.
I mean, I had these calcium deposits in my kidneys that weren't supposed to be there, which was causing massive amounts of pain. So, yes, that level of pain made me go to the doctor. They did, you know, urine tests. They were like, oh, there's a lot of blood in this and whatever. And I was, oh, you have kidney stones.
Well, maybe I'm worrying for nothing, but what I see projecting out into the future because of this decision, this court case, is a future where in America someone has kidney stones like you and then can't get legally prescribed pain relief. Like, you just have to deal with the pain, and that's it. Because no one wants to manufacture this stuff because they open themselves up to lawsuits.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be in. You know, there need to be legitimate avenues for people to deal with pain of that intensity.
I'm curious if the story gets into what the judge's decision was regarding the, what was it, $500-something million? In the story from NPR, which preceded the judgment, where they're just kind of talking about the trial, it says that the prosecution, or that's not the right term, the plaintiffs or whatever, the state who brought the case, was demanding $17 billion paid out over 30 years, so paid in installments over that 30-year time frame. So I'm wondering if the $500-something million is paid all at once, or did they, you know, do they string out the payments on that? Does it say in there at all? Do you
it
know?
Doesn't. It implies that it's immediate. Balkman, the district court judge, said, for this reason, the reason being the opiate crisis and its effects in Oklahoma, I'm entering an abatement plan that consists of costs totaling $500 million or so to immediately remediate the nuisance.
Immediately. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So it seems like they're like, no, give us this money now. Based on what I'm hearing.
Well, I would think if it was spread out over a span of time, then Johnson & Johnson would continue producing opioids because they'd need that money to like keep flowing
to pay
in.
Out. Yeah.
But it also says it's an abatement plan that consists of costs totaling that amount of money. Now, I don't know.
Plus 30 years, $17 billion over 30 years is probably just over $500 million a year as well.
That's true.
So, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on the opiate crisis? Is this going to be bad? Are you one day going to go to the ER with a broken leg or a broken collarbone or a broken hip or whatever and be told by your doctors that they cannot help you?
Here, take a Tylenol, kid. Good luck.
855-450-3733 or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.